The Coalition Observatory for the Protection of Human Rights Defenders says the draft language to criminalize homosexuality could be voted on in the Rwandan lower house of parliament by Friday. The draft code would then pass to the Rwandan Senate for approval. The amended language for Article 217 acquired by the group would give offenders, those who practice, encourage, or sensitize someone of the same sex towards homosexual relations, a prison term of 5 to 10 years in addition to a hefty fine. Homosexuality is not currently criminalized under Rwandan law. A spokesperson for the coalition partner International Federation for Human Rights, Pauline Kimani, says the bill violates basic human rights and could threaten the health and well-being of those who identify as part of the gay community.
If this bill passes, then it emphasizes on state-sponsored homophobia and also community homophobia, because it almost justifies the use of violence on LGBTI persons based on the fact that it will criminalize their identity.
Politicized anti-gay sentiment has recently been sweeping across East Africa. Burundi earlier this year criminalized homosexuality. Uganda has been debating an anti-gay bill that includes a possible death sentence for violators. Kenya and Tanzania already have anti-gay laws, though homosexual rights activists fear that these laws could be expanded. The anti-gay bills have been bolstered by a strengthening and organized conservative Christian evangelical movement in the region, as well as anti-colonialist emotions. Many Africans claim homosexuality is a foreign import from the West. Kimani says that the politicians do not fully realize the damaging consequences that criminalization can have.
With the observation of what has happened in East Africa since 2004 when Zanzibar put in their sodomy law, is that each and every of these East African countries now is rushing to have a bill against LGBTI persons without thinking of the effects of it.
Activists say that criminalization of homosexuality discourages those in the gay community from seeking testing and medical care for HIV/AIDS for fears of being suspected. The Observatory for the Protection of Human Rights Defenders Coalition is a joint venture of the International Federation of Human Rights and the World Organization Against Torture. Alan Boswell for VOA News, Nairobi.